Decat Crypto Chapter 4, The Mr. Beast of Crypto. I'll tell you a story. I was at Red Robin with my family, and my kids, they love Mr. Beast. And we were sitting at our table at Red Robin, and my kids could kind of see a little bit of the kitchen area from where we were sitting. And my son says, "Mr. Beast." And I look over to see what he's talking about is, and he sees some Mr. Beast packaging for like food products, like the, you know, things that the hamburger, the Mr. Beast burgers come in. Now, a little bit of an explanation here in case you're not familiar with Mr. Beast. So Mr. Beast is one of the top YouTubers, and he has these really creative, funny videos. And he started his YouTube channel, I think, as a high school kid. And it just kept growing and growing. And right now, Mr. Beast is over $1 billion franchise. This was a kid who just started a YouTube channel, and now he's worth, you know, over $1 billion. So think about that. When people tell you about useless meme coins that have no value, think about that kid starting his YouTube channel, and he grew it into a $1 billion enterprise. Now, one of the things Mr. Beast did was he created Mr. Beast products. He's got candy bars. One's called D's Nuts. So my son loves the fact that he can talk about the candy bar D's Nuts, which is like D-D-E-E-Z, and then Nuts, N-U-T-S. And it's a chocolate bar with nuts in it. But that's the kind of attitude, these fun products that he creates. You can go into stores and buy these candy bars, but he also created a virtual restaurant. And what I mean by that is there isn't a physical Mr. Beast restaurant that you walk into like that Red Robin. Instead, what he does is he licenses his name, the Mr. Beast. He tells you how to make the burgers, and then Red Robin, the people that order online from the, you know, virtual Mr. Beast restaurant, the burgers actually coming from Red Robin. And someone from Grubhub or whoever goes and they pick up the burger and they deliver it to the person. And they may or may not know that it actually came from Red Robin, but it comes in the Mr. Beast packaging. So in their mind, it came from the Mr. Beast restaurant. Think of how innovative that is. But does that even make sense? So wait a minute. I'm a food company, right? And I'm your competitor. I'm another restaurant in the food industry. Yet I'm going to, you know, make your food and sell it. Why would I help my competition? Why? Because they make money, because they know it's going to work. But it's a new innovative idea. Groundbreaking. And I was explaining to people in the Decat community that I was kind of joking about all the possibilities, and I saw somebody had posted like, "Hey, Russell says Decat's going to be the next Google." And I said, you know, it's not that we're going to be Google, but there are moments in time where things just kind of open up. And at that moment, certain companies, certain individuals are in the right place at the right time, and they get to take advantage of that moment. There was an internet, and there were search engines before Google, but Google came along, and they did it better than everybody else and made it simple, and they had a philosophy behind it that works. There were cell phones before the iPhone, but the Apple, you know, brought so much more value to cell phones with the iPhone that it just revolutionized that industry. And there were electric cars before Tesla, but Tesla made electric cars cool. And that's what I think is possible with meme coins and Decat, that we have our own brand, our own imaging that we own. And it came about circumstances. We had taken somebody else's IP to create our community. Now, I personally didn't do it. The developer did. I just joined the community. I wasn't a big fan of the IP, actually, but I loved the people that I saw in this community. And that's what I invested in. I invested in the community, not the coin. I saw value in these dedicated, intelligent people, and I said, I'm sticking around these people. So the idea is that things open up, and even if most people can't see it, the few people, if they can see it, they can take advantage of that and revolutionize something. So to me, I've talked about on our space calls this idea of a decentralized brand, meaning that, hey, you know, we own the cat. We own this image of the cat. We have something there of value. And these coins, these tokens, let's consider these shares in this, you know, decentralized startup company that we have. And we can say to people that create products, hey, you can use, and again, I don't speak for the developer. I'm just saying this is a possibility that if you say, look, if you create a Decat branded product and tell us about it, the Decat community will try to buy your product and support you. And in supporting you and showing that you can make money creating a Decat product, you're helping us spread the message of Decat. And we don't make money from collecting a royalty payment from you. We make money that the fact that the Decat tokens now go up in value because our brand is spreading. And people are like, I want to buy some of this Decat token because I see all these Decat products now. Just like the Mr. Beast virtual restaurants, we can have a virtual brand where you could say to entrepreneurs all over the country, all over the world, start producing Decat products that you can actually create. Instead of like, if you wanted to create a Mickey Mouse, let's say you make watches and you wanted to create a, you know, Mickey Mouse watch, well, you would have to pay a licensing fee to, you know, the Disney company. Say, yes, you can sell your watch for $100, but if you want to put Mickey Mouse on it, you're going to have to give us, you know, $20, $30 of that $100. Now, what if you could say to somebody that we have a global brand that people recognize and you can use it and you don't have to pay anybody any licensing fee or any royalty for using it. You can keep all of that money yourself. And there's a thriving Decat community that will come and find your product and buy it because the more we spread our brand, the more we spread our message, the actual value comes in the Decat tokens that we own, the shares that we own. And that is a groundbreaking idea that hasn't been thought of before. Look at Google. How much did it cost you to Google something? It was free. But they created businesses other ways that they actually made money. They made money on the fact that when you search for something, they're going to make money on the advertising. So when you search for cars, they can go to car manufacturers and say, look, if you place an ad with us, you know, for your car, when someone searches for cars, we make sure, you know, your ad will come up when they're looking for it. So the people that, you know, instead of wasting your money, you know, you, so let's say you buy a car, you buy an ad in a newspaper and that newspaper gets read by 100,000 people. Well, how many of those 100,000 people are actually interested in buying a car? Probably not that many. Whereas if someone is searching for, you know, buying car, you know that person is interested in buying a car. So whatever money you put into that advertising, it's much more targeted than just buying an ad in the newspaper. So buying the ad in the newspaper, buying an ad on television, that's the old way of thinking. You thought that way because you had to think that way. That was the only way to think. Well, now there's a new way that if you really want your product or your service to go to the people that are looking for it, what better way than to advertise people that are actually searching for it on Google? And that's why Google became the juggernaut that it became. Same with Facebook. Facebook, when you signed up for it, you say, oh, well, I like Coca-Cola. I like soap operas. I like professional wrestling. So now people who want to sell products to people that like those things, they can create an ad on Facebook and say, only show my ad to people who like, you know, professional wrestling, Coca-Cola, and soap operas. And those are the only people that are, if they like all those things, they're going to see your ad. Again, a new way of thinking, old way of thinking, and that's the hard part, to get people to shift from the old way of thinking to the new way of thinking. And one of the old ways of thinking about crypto is, well, this is a scam. People use Bitcoin to buy drugs and prostitutes, and they hire hitmen with it, so I'm not buying this Bitcoin. Well, now you have all these huge financial institutions creating these, you know, Bitcoin ETFs, so now you can buy Bitcoin and put it in your retirement, not to hire a hitman, but to put it in your 401k. So this idea of, you know, telling people this, the cat is the people's license. It's, we call them catrepreneurs, that you can go out, create a cat, a Decat product, let the Decat community know about it, and maybe we'll support you. And it's the idea, we invest in ourselves. The whole idea behind a meme community is we're not giving our money to Wall Street. We're not giving our money to a corporation. We're not going to go and gamble on the lottery. We're not going to, you know, gamble on a sports game. We're not going to go give an entertainer, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars to go to their concert. I'm going to invest that money in my meme coin, and I'm going to invest it in my community. And as we grow our community, my investment goes up in value. And the great thing about Decat is we own that brand. We, that possibility of creating this decentralized licensing where you could say to entrepreneurs and people all over the world, you can use Decat to create products and we will support your, you know, product. And if we don't, then stop doing it. But if you're making money, you know, if you have, you know, three different branded products and the Decat brand is now outselling the other ones, well, what do you think the next person's going to do? They're going to create a Decat product and start selling that. And the more people hear about Decat, the more likely that people will continue to buy the Decat tokens. And it's just a very innovative idea. And that's how I think Decat could become the Mr. Beast of crypto, with this bold idea of anybody can go out and create a Decat product and sell it. And people, when you're out there, if you're a Decat investor and I see product, you know, A and product B, and B is a Decat product, I'm going to buy, you know, the product B. I'm going to buy the Decat product. But just a bold way of thinking of what the future could be and seeing something that doesn't exist, but could. Could Decat become the Mr. Beast of crypto? I don't know. We'll find out. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with a new chapter of Decat Crypto soon.